viață. Baruch Levine, I think. No, it was Benny Freeman.
I call on you, your day shall never. Exactly what we're talking about tonight. Kulanu Yoidei Shemecha. The Baal Tanya says, Yoidei, where everyone should know your name. First of all, Trevi. This is for you, Dr. Morris. Welcome you back from Eretz Yisrael. So we'll start off with the Chabad Torah for Dr. Morris, who's inclined, who could teach us the Chabad Torah. So the Alter Rebbe, it's not on page, but he just reminded me. The Alter Rebbe said, "Kulanu Yodei Shemecha v'lom doris harasecha l'shma." Hashem, we ask you that all of our children and all of our children's children and all of Klai Yisrael should know your name. So the Baal Tanya, the Alter Rebbe says that Yodea doesn't just mean to know. Yodea means to connect, to attach yourself. And what's the first proof? It says, Rav Tzadok and other tzaddikim, the Gra says.
Are you really speaking about that same pasuk?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
That's crazy.
Not that pasuk, but the inyan. Yeah. He says, the first, whenever you want to know the pshat of something, you always go to the first source of where it's in the Torah.
Yeah.
Where's the word yada in the Torah? It says, Va'adam yada is chav. Adam knew Chava. They were together. They were attached.
Yeah.
They came together as one. So knowledge doesn't just mean we don't just ask Hashem that our children should just know you, but they should be one with you. They should be attached to you. When you come back from Eretz Yisrael, you feel attached to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Seeing a nigun, like the Mamlachas Kohanim, all those nigun be just saying you just feel attached. That's exactly what we're talking about tonight. Before we get to the Torah from Rav Yitzchak Meir of Ger Chiddush Arim. Today's also today was the yahrzeit of my best friend's father.
Oh, I remember.
3 years ago, Rabbi Yitzchak Meir ben Gershon, Baruch Hashem was completely healthy. Chodesh Baruch Hu, Rosh Chodesh Adar. I was in school in Mar Rachel's room. I got a text message.
I remember this.
Period one. It was you were in seventh grade.
I remember this.
And let's just say it was very quick, and I ran to New York as quickly as I could. We're talking about a person, Yitzchak Meir Gershon, who's literally, his whole entire Avodas Hashem wasn't just himself. Everything was about other people. He ran the entire shul. My friend's father was the Gaba of Young Israel Jamaica States. He ran the shul. Someone who dedicates their life not getting paid 1 cent doesn't just do things to do things. You do things because you know it's right. You know, down deep, you know that you have a connection. I thought that was so apropos, able to talk about a little bit about Adar and a little bit about who he was and who he was. This is someone who was a living Dira, who was a living Shechina, who was living with Hashem constantly, just not just checking his Avodas Hashem, but he was on fire for Hashem. Watching my friend today by the Kever talking about his father, even though it was 3 years ago, it's like it happened yesterday. So we daven to Hashem, and we ask the Neshama of Yitzchak Meir ben Gershon, she down for us and all Klai Yisrael, and his neshama should have tremendous aliyah, and helps out the Shemaya for his family, for all of Klai Yisrael, Bez Hashem. If you look inside, so he was named after the Chiddush Arim. I wasn't planning on connecting it to his name. But the Chiddush Arim, right? Rim stands for Yitzchak Meir, who happens to be my friend's father, Yitzchak Meir. He was named for him. So look on the side that says Chodesh Adar, right? There's two sides. There's a Truma side, there's a Chodesh Adar side. Says the Chiddush Arim that Adar, right? We should never just Adar Marba Masamcha. No, we're holding in Shushan Rosh Chodesh Adar, yeah? Mm-hmm. Or we could still feel the Rosh Chodesh Adar Aaron, literally, with the smoke. I don't know if you smell that. There's some smoke coming out of the oven. You could smell something a little funky going on. Chicken soup, whatever. Adar's in the air. When Adar comes in, there's mamish. Something's changing. Something's changing in Klal Yisrael. So the Chiddush Arim writes that Adar is a lashon of Dira. Adar, like the word, has a dar. What is it? What's a dira? Right? Someone needs a dira in Yerushalayim. What's a dira? You need to find a dira. You need to find a dira. Oh, very good. I have to find an apartment. I have to find a place to stay, a place to crash. More in the yeshivish veld, you know, by the mir. Where's your dira? In our veld, it's like, where's your apartment? Where's your lag or whatever? Where are you living? In the yeshivish veld, where's your dira? Dira's dar yudhei. In Yerushalayim, you have Hashem. You feel Hashem. That's what Adar is. Adar is a mini Yerushalayim. What Yerushalayim is in space, Adar is in time. Let me explain. The pasuk said this week's parsha of Asa the Mikdash v'Shechanti b'Socham. Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, "You should build for me a Mikdash, and I shall dwell in it." The Alshach HaKadosh says, "In it should be v'Shechanti b'Socham." What's v'Shechanti b'Socham? What's Pesochah? In that right, plural, it's singular. It says Ashach HaKhar. Hashem doesn't want to dwell in just a building. Hashem wants to dwell in each and every one of us.
Yeah.
B'socha means Hashem wants to dwell in us. That's what Chiddushim says right here. Look by the parentheses. Adar miloshen adar, loshen dira. Our job in the month of Adar is to make ourselves a living space for Hashem. Of a shechanti b'socham, the osi l'mitash, to make ourselves a living sanctuary. U'benisan hukam ha-mishkan. We know famously, Chazal tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu would every single day would put up the Mishkan, take down the Mishkan, put it up, take it down, and finally Rosh Chodesh Nisan he left it up. He said Adar and Nisan are connected. Listen to what he says. It's mamish crazy. He says what Adar and Nisan are together is the same thing what Elul and Tishrei are together. So there you go. Elul and Tishrei we usually categorize as the months of Tshuva, right? Elul we get ready for Rosh Hashanah, we get ready for Yom Kippur, and we have Sukkot. He says, what Elul and Tishrei are together, Adar and Nisan are together. So if Elul and Tishrei go hand in hand, then Elul and Adar also go hand in hand. Right? Now the Gemara says that there's a machlokas when was the world created? Tishrei or Nisan? So in the month, right in the last month, either Elul or Adar, very much connected. So he says, Sricha lachen ba'adar la'asos hachana. Adar is about all the time the preparation. Lefanos leinikos al kol kodei lazos dira belibo shadam lemishkan Hashem. Should make your neshama, you should make your heart and soul, make your body and your entire being a place for Hashem to dwell in. That's why Parshas Truma, 95% of the time, except for a leap year, it always falls out Rosh Chodesh Adar because of this pasuk. Osu lemitash v'shechanti b'socha. Each one of us. Right, we think about Adar, we think about Purim. Purim is not just a time, it's a 1 or 2 day time to be able to have a good time. There's something that permeates the entire month. Mishnichnas Adar Marvin Mesimcha. If it was just Purim, it's just Mishnichnas Purim Marvin Mesimcha. There's something in the air of Adar that really categorizes the entire month. It's a different zman. Hashem lowers himself, the Morinayim says, Hashem lowers himself more than any other month. Davka to be with us in the month of Adar. It's a very, very special time. We have to grab onto. Look at the next piece he says. And he says that what Elul and Tishrei is, Adar and Nisan are mamish. It's so crazy what he says. Adar hazman lasos tshuva me'ava. Adar, we know there's two types of tshuvas. There's tshuva of fear, the tshuva of love. Tshuva out of fear is when you kill Yom Kippur, our life's on the line. But there's a higher level of tshuva, right? When your parents ask you to clean your room, or you get punished. What's the higher level? You want to make your parents proud, or you're only doing it because you're going to get punished? Now, of course, the higher level is that you want to make them proud. You don't want to get the punishment. Tshuva Meir is a good level. Remember, it's very good. But you know, when there's a kid in your class, at least when I'm teaching, you know, the kid who wants to do the right thing, not because he wants to get a 95 on the test, because she sincerely wants to do well on the test. I care less if that kid gets a 70. If he or she is really trying. That shows me that's commitment out of love, not out of fear. Then that's what other. Other has man lasos tshuva me'ava. Other is the time to be able to tshuva from love. V'hazman mesula yoser mitishrei. He says that what you can accomplish in other Nisan is much more attainable than Tishrei and Elul and Tishrei. Why? She'oz tshuva me'yira v'ata tshuva me'ava. He says at the end of the day when it comes to Elul and Tishrei, really, we're trying to do tshuva just because we don't want to get punished. We want to live another year, right? Everything's thinking about who's going to die and who's going to live. Yeah. But come to Adar, we come to a time where we see Hashem's open miracles. We see how literally, we thought that the world was collapsing. Where was Hashem? How is Hashem going to take us out of here? And in Kadosh Baruch Hu, we know what Gemara and Shabbos tells us that Kadosh Baruch Hu saves us. So we commit ourselves to the Torah Me'ava. The Gemara says. When it comes to Matan Torah, we only accept the Torah Meira. When it comes to Purim, we accept the Kimu V'Kiblu. Kimu Magen Shekiblu Kvar, Chazal say. But we accept the Torah because we saw how much Hashem loves us. We saw how much He cares for us. I'm throwing a lot of ideas out there, but I think it's so simple. For us, the more we take care of our neshama, the more we feel Hashem's love, the more we'll be able to have a higher level relationship. There's two different types of relationships. You could have a relationship out of fear. That's nice. And when there's a relationship out of love, there's a nashi cholas ahavasecha. When you're You go to Eretz Yisrael, you feel nafshi cholas avasecha. You feel Hashem's love. You feel like you're home. You feel like where you're supposed to be. Like in Dov Shapiro's Nigan. This is my home, Shali. This is my home. Boca's not my home. Shalim is my home. Eretz Yisrael is my home. You don't need Bernie Madoff. You don't need Bernie Sanders to tell me to go to APAC or not go to APAC. you don't need that. I know that Eretz Yisrael is my home. Every single Jew, every single person here, when it comes to Purim, not telling anyone what to do for them. Minhag, everyone talks to the local Orthodox rabbi, Taka. A person has a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to get drunk on Purim. There's not a mitzvah to get drunk with wine, the Gemara says. There's a mitzvah to get drunk on Purim, meaning on the concept of Purim. The Gemara doesn't say wine or whiskey. The Gemara says you should get drunk. You're obligated to get drunk on Purim. What does that mean? It means that a person is obligated to feel Hashem's love for them. That's what Purim is. To feel Hashem's love. To feel Hashem's love no matter where you are in life. To feel the also the mitzvah shechanti besocho. That's what the Ashur says. It should really say v'shechanti besocho. In it, Hashem doesn't want to dwell in a building. He wants to dwell in each and every one of us. And how does He dwell in each and every one of us? We have a relationship out of love, not out of fear. Fear is, I'm scared I'm going to get in trouble, I'm scared this. That's one level, that's kvaldik. That's not the level of other, and that's not the level of Purim. Just to end off with a story, I saw Merv Weinberger said this last week, I'm just going to read it, it's so beautiful. This is worth it just to come for this. This is good. I hope it makes, I don't want to rank it too high. The story of the tzaddik of Meir Pramishlaner was one of the early Talmidei Baal Shem Tov. There were two misnagdim, two people who were against Hasidus, and they heard that the Rav Meir Pramishlaner used to walk down a hill covered in ice every day to immerse himself in the frozen lake below, as was the custom of some tzaddikim. Interesting. To run down a hill, Shtigl Guatemala like, for those who were holding in last year. They couldn't believe that it was possible for anyone to walk down the hill without falling. So they hid in order to confirm whether he really walked down the hill or not. Sure enough, they saw him walk down that hill of ice without falling and immerse himself in the lake. He went to the mikveh in the lake. They assumed that if a mayor could do it, anyone could do it. They therefore, after he left, they attempted to walk down the hill themselves, but immediately began slipping and fell down the entire hill, breaking several bones. Soon afterwards, Rav Meir visited them in the hospital. During his visit, they asked him, how was he able to walk down the icy hill without falling? It seemed impossible. He explained to them that when someone is connected above, capital A, when someone is connected above, he does not fall below. Because he constantly tied himself to his spiritual source above, he never stumbles below here on earth. And at the end of the day, he could be running down a mountain, and you could be mamish living in Boca Raton in 2020, and there can be so many distractions. But if you're connected above, what does that mean to be connected above? Connected above means v'asu mitosh v'shechanti b'socha. That I feel a real relationship with Hashem. That I feel His love every single minute of every single day. And even sometimes when it's hard, I push myself to see how to talk to Him. Hashem, you're my father, you're my tati. Help me feel your love. Rav Kluger told me, he said, you want to be a good educator? Make sure you know that you wake up every single morning and you know that Hashem loves you. Because the more you know that Hashem loves you, the more you'll be able to love your kids. That's what he said. The more you know that Hashem loves you like a bechor, the more you'll be able to be a good teacher. And I think that applies to every Jew, no matter where Rav Kluger said. To know that Hashem loves you like His only child. Rizochab Ez Hashem. As we now head into these last few days before Purim, the last 12 days, to feel Hashem's love in our lives, to have that relationship of love, a relationship, that romantic relationship, not just a love that would just stop here and stop there, but a real, sincere, genuine relationship with Hashem. We should feel Him, Adar Miloshem Dira, or Dira inside of us, to feel Hashem's love, specifically in the month of Adar Bez Hashem. Good Purim.